Welcome back to my Bear Music Special, and I hope I don't have to keep saying that's B-E-A-R. This is part 4, and are you ready for bear hip-hop? I've got some from an artist who goes by the name Big Nug.
Yeah, make your bed shake till it breaks. So what you got? It's Bear Pride. Bear 411 to make your day. So what you got? It's Bear Pride. Yeah, hairy leather makes me sweat. Oh, what you got? It's Bear Pride. Real deep throat, real great sex. What you got? It's Bear Pride. Make your bed shake till it breaks. So what you got? It's Bear Pride. Bear 411 to make your day. So what you got? It's Bear Pride. Hairy leather makes me sweat. Oh, what you got? It's Bear Pride. Real deep throat, real great sex. What you got? It's Bear Pride. Hey, there you find Big Oso. Let's get naked, go play solo. I'm not sure if they told you Big Nug, baby, hip-hop homo. Brand new styles, brand new beats. My voice makes you grab your meat. If you like sweat, come and drink from my lap of luxury. Big boy grind and shake that ass. I like my men in leather chaps. Tie you down, spank that ass. Ride it hard and ride it fast. Bears and cubs, yo, move with me. And all you chasers, feel the beat. Bear Pride, baby, west and east. If you got love, yo, move with me. Yeah, make your bed shake till it breaks. So what you got? It's Bear Pride. Bear 411 to make your day. So what you got? It's Bear Pride. Yeah, hairy leather makes me sweat. Oh, what you got? It's Bear Pride. Real deep throat, real great sex. What you got? It's Bear Pride. Make your bed shake till it breaks.
Okay, that's all I can play for you of this one. It's not released yet, and Big Nug made me promise not to play at all. But that's fine. I've got another by him I can switch over to. It's called Sweat.
Oh. Come on, everybody. Yeah, it's time to shake your thing.
Yeah.
Whether you're sitting in your car, whether you're in the club, whether you're out at the bar. Come on now, can't always just sit there. Get up, shake it. Come on, shake it. I say, oh my. Tight beard, big chest, oh yes, I must confess. These men, they drive me wild, no longer in denial. We all love who we must love, no one should be put on trial. Protest me when all we want is our partner's love in hand. While you are dropping bombs in someone else's foreign land. I want to live in peace, I want to spread some love. So here we go and grab a piece of what I got in store.
That was a couple of bear hip-hop songs by Big Nug. He's an Ohio bear, and of course that's not his real name. Will Jose Ramirez Jr. please stand up? And he's having a busy spring. He's getting ready to release his debut album called La Revolucion. The album should be interesting because it includes guest appearances by, among others, Deadly, De La Cruz, and Torrey Fix. And those artists will be joining him on a gay hip-hop tour called Homo Revolution 2007, which I'm pleased to say is coming to Houston in April. Now, what do you follow hip-hop with? How about an artist I introduced to you in part one of the show, Leroy Lamb? From his 2006 album, Dancing on the Shores of Reason, comes the intriguing song, Dominate Me.
Oh, baby, don't go so fast. I want.
again, that was Canadian artist Leroy Lamb. Okay, by now you definitely know what a bear is, but do you know what a cub is? A cub is a semi-hairy man, not hairy enough to be a bear, but not smooth either. Can also be a younger bear in training. That definition comes from the site bearcityweb.com. Any guesses what an otter is? From the same site, an otter is a younger, thinner, playful cub. Why am I telling you all this? Well, to get you ready to hear a song by Don Harvey called Otter.
Where the salt water meets the rocks, I shed my clothes and my shoes and socks. Freezes up, sunlight warms my skin. An otter asked me to go for a swim, for a swim, to go for a swim. So I dive right in. Otter grabs me with furry paws, so excited he don't sheath his claws. Scratches me up and down my side. Looks like this'll be a wild ride. Wild ride, it's such a wild ride. So we ride, me and Otter ride. Far from shore, rolls me on my chest, jumps my back, then we clear the test. Bites my neck, will I let him in? This is a game, I think I'll let him win. Let him win, I think I'll let him win. So he slides, so he slides right in. Some like wolves, some like grizzly bears, some like eagles flying in the air. I tell you what, I ain't no Ganymede. I'm quite content to swim in otter seed. So we swim, me and otter swim. So we swim, come on otter swim.
The sky, it is cloudless, and we're up at dawn. A cup of black coffee, and soon we'll be gone. A hard day of riding out under the sun. We're dusty and tired when evening comes. We sit by the fire, Will sings us a song. Sunny plays fiddle, we all sing along. Then under the blankets to ward off night's chill, it's sunny with Roger and I sleep with Will. I am a queer cowboy and I ride the range with Sunny and Roger and Will. My constant companions, we don't think it strange to sleep stretched out under the stars and dream wrapped in each other's arms. Cowboy and I ride the range with Sonny and Roger and Will. My constant companions, we don't think it strange to sleep stretched out under the stars and dream wrapped in each other's arms. A fever took Sonny, though he was quite strong. His body was burning, he did not last long. Then soon followed Roger, and we could but cry. But when fever took Will, I just wanted to die. I gathered their ashes and rode for 6 hours, leaving them to the mesquite and wildflowers. The long purple shadows would not soothe my pain as I cried that I'd never go riding again. I am a queer cowboy and I rode the range with Sonny and Roger and Will. My loving companions for 17 years, oh Lord, how I miss them still. Sonny and Roger and Will.
The second song was called Queer Cowboy Lament and was also by Don Harvey from his 2004 album, Just Having Some Good Clean Fun. And here's another new artist. He's working on his first album, but he sent me his two-song demo, and I'm going to play both songs for you. He's Houston area artist Mike Ader, and the songs are Have You Met Lonely and Angel Beside Me.
Well, look who's back, begging and pleading for the kisses you're missing, loving you're needing. Your absence played a trick or two on this old heart of mine. I've settled for a lover of another kind. Have you met lonely, my new one and only? As long as lonely's known me, there's no one to wait up for. Lonely never cheated on me, left me wanting more. While you were away, came to me one day, lonely's here to stay. Now you might think come to my senses, unravel my heartstrings, let down my defenses. Well, it's true that when you met me, I sang a sweeter song. But I've changed my tune for you, the next one who comes along. Have you met Lonely, my new one and only? As long as Lonely's known me, there's been no one to wait up for. Lonely never cheated on me, left me wanting more. While you were away, you came to me one day. Lonely's here to stay. Never cheated on me or left me wanting more. While you were away, you came to me one day. Lonely's here to stay. Just while you were away, you came to me one day. Now lonely. Here to stay. Yes, the road is harrowing, ever long and narrowing, but I go, I know there's an angel beside me. I know I go, there's an angel beside me. I know devil strums on a single string, sin, do not endure the reckoning. But I'll go, 'cause I know there's an angel beside me. I know I'll go, there's an angel beside me. I know heaven bless me, my wasted soul. I can almost feel the blazing, like a ring around me, like a halo. I sing, but for the grace I go. Oh, here I go. World I shoulder, it weakens me. Seldom keep ever grudgingly. I go, I know there's an angel beside me. I know I go, there are angels behind me. I know I'll go, there's an angel inside me, I know.
Very nice. Mike Ader from Houston. And I've got another country song for you. Early in this show, I interviewed Freddie Freeman, and I like a lot of his music. So there were several songs I asked him about that I didn't have time to play then. And I got him to talk about some other things as well. So let's consider this a continuation of that interview, starting with my asking him about the song I'm Here, I'm Queer, and I'm Country.
Actually, I was on the New York City subway before I moved to Nashville, and I was thinking about, you know, cute things that I could do for Bearpalooza, and I thought, you know, the gay community needs like its own redneck woman, basically. And I started thinking about, you know, how I could, in a novelty kind of way, talk about being gay and liking country music.
Disco and queer as folk, those queer eyed guys that make you wanna choke. I like an ice cold beer and a bluegrass band. I could do a little two-stepping with my man. He's a southern boy with a heart of gold. Gonna marry him and love him till we're gray and old. And I'm not just gonna disappear. I'm here, I'm queer, and I'm country. Throw out all your stereotypes, cause you can't use them to define my life. Maybe that cowboy standing next to you misses his man and his mama too. If your pride shout it out loud, I'm here, I'm queer, and I'm country. Guitar! Don't go put your chains on me, cause real life ain't like reality TV. Open your mind to diversity. We can have a barbecue, we can all be free. We can spend our time spreading more love, whether you're straight or bi or trans or queer, or rock and roll or rap, blues, or country.
That was live from Bearpalooza 3 in New York City in 2004. I love the song you wrote about the organization Out Music.
Out Music. I wanted to write something for last year's Out Music Awards that was, you know, directly a tribute to the organization, because I credit the organization with who I am today. If it weren't for the support that I got from the Out Music community in New York and giving me the confidence I needed to pursue my dreams, I wouldn't probably have made this record and I wouldn't be doing Bearpalooza. So I wanted to, you know, tribute the people who are out there doing their art and being out about it and being who they are, and the people who run Out Music and just create this really wonderful haven for people to share ideas and to share their struggles and to showcase the talent that is in this diverse community. So I wanted to tell a story of a young gay guy who was like doing his music and being told to change and saying no and standing up to that. And then taking another verse and talking about a young queer girl who does the same thing, and to give these stories of these musicians who stand up and defy conformity and who say, I am who I am. And this is my music, and this is me, and this is who I love, and I'm not going to apologize for it.
Once upon a time, a young gay boy had a desire to tell the truth about the way he loved. Listen to his muse and pour the truth in the song.
giving birth to his passion and his desire. When he spoke his truth, no demand in a business suit, said, hey boy, you really got a sound. I can book your tour, cut your rep, get you signed. All you gotta do is push it up and change those pronouns around. Our hero looked him in the eye, said that'd be a big fat lie. But is it worth if I'm not true to who I am? Me and my brothers and my sisters and our friends don't need to play by your rules anymore. You will hear our voices as they rise up in song, and one day they will grow much too loud to ignore. Out music, our stories of our lives, out of the darkness that has held us down far too long. Our heartbreaks, our laughter and desire, telling the stories of the ones we love, passionate fire. Out of the shadows, into the brilliant light of day, out of the shame, out of the fear, the best out through music. More than a pretty girl, she had a way with words, and she would paint with them quiet afternoons. She had a voice and opinions, and she held hands with her girlfriend. Didn't matter if everyone could see. She played her guitar at the local bar, singing songs about her girl. She really had a sound. Man came up to say, you could be a big star. All you gotta do is wear some lipstick and change those pronouns around. Our girl looked up from the floor and said, that's not what I do this for. Music is my life and it's part of who I am. If I change to fit an image, it's not truthful anymore. What's the use in being famous if I'm not me? You will hear our voices as they rise up in song, and one day they will grow much too loud to ignore. Our music, our stories of our lives, out of the darkness that has held us down for far too long. Our heartbreaks, our laughter and desire, telling the stories of the ones we love, the passionate fire. Out of the shadows, into the brilliant light of day, out of the fear, out of the shame, out of the past, out through music. We are speaking proudly of the truth of our humanity. Our story's got as much as any in the tapestry. Nothing if you give up your integrity. Raise your voice and tell the stories of your life and love with dignity. Our music, our stories of our lives, out of the darkness that has held us down for far too long. Our heartbreaks, our laughter and desire, telling the stories of the ones we love, passionate fire. Our music, our stories of our lives, out of the darkness that has held us down far too long. Our heartbreaks, our laughter and desire, telling the stories of the ones we love, passionate fire. Out of the shadow, into the brilliant light of day, out of the shame, out of the fear, out of the past, out through music.
Tell me about the song Village Crawl.
Okay, back in 95, before I knew anything about the bear community, I was new to New York City, and when you're new to New York City and you come from a small town and you're just coming out and you're naive, like every night is filled with this excitement and you don't have that jaded New Yorker thing yet that you get after you live there for a few years. And we would go out to the Village, me and my friend Sean and my friend Joe, and we would go out to the Village, and I just wanted to tell a story. I mean, I wanted to tell a story of what it was like for us to go out to the bars, to the gay bars, being young. And I mentioned different bars on Christopher Street. And I even have a quote in there from my friend Joe, which is, honest to God, exactly what he said.
I know the quote.
Yeah.
This is a groove about those days when I first came to New York City. And everything was filled with possibility, endless mystery. And every night was that chance to meet that perfect guy.
The night came alive, summertime back in 95. Boys are looking cool, sucking on bud and shooting pool. Oh my, here we go. Joe was in the front seat being a ho-oh. Maybe I can find a man to dance, get a little music, sex, romance. I want to party like a monster, get stoned, I get my back up off the wall. Got on my dancing boots and ride tall in the saddle, to pieces I'm not gonna fall. Get excited as we reach our destination. Pay the driver, fix our outfits, and step out into the night. I'm getting nervous moving through this crowd of people. Anticipation of just what this night will bring. Doing the Village Crawl with my best friend Sean and my own name Joe. Sharing the mysteries and all the endless possibilities. Looking through this crowd of men, wondering if one of them will be my lover. Gonna be my lover. Gonna be my lover. Meet Sean at the bar, sucking all sticks of nicotine and tar. Downstairs, drinking hand. It's a decadent disco wonderland. The music pops, Beatles jump, Joe's in the spotlight doing the bug. Maybe I can find a man to dance, get a little music, sex, romance. Getting tired of the monster, Sean says it's time to crawl. Upstairs to the street and across it, to a booth at Stonewall. Got on my Hey There Spine, I'm ready for some action. I know all the cruising protocol.
I know all the cruising.
Get excited when someone returns my smile. I sit up straighter, he comes over. I just can't believe my luck. We start talking and I think there's a connection. But then Joe sits right between us and says,
"Hi, my name is Joe. You're cute. Wanna fuck?"
Doing the Village Crawl with my best friend Sean and a whole named Joe. Sharing the mysteries and all the endless possibilities. Looking through this crowd of men, wondering if one of them will be my lover. Gonna be my lover.
He's kinda cute. Maybe he'll go out with me.
Gonna be my lover. Wall to wall, and we're doing the Village Crawl. Doing the Village Crawl. We're dancing from wall to wall, and we're doing the Village Crawl. Do
doing, 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 doing the village crawl.
Oh, yeah. Doing it.
Doing, 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 doing the village crawl.
I want to party like a monster, getting stoned to get my back up off the wall. Downstairs, drinking hand. It's a decadent disco wonderland. Decadent disco wonderland. Come on, take me by the hand. Well, the night came alive. It was summertime, 95. Well, the night came alive. It was summertime, back in 95. Doing, 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 doing the village crawl, yeah. Doing, 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 doing the village crawl, yeah. Doing, 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 doing the village crawl, yeah. Doing it, dancing from wall to wall.
I've been a fan of Yolanda for quite some time, but I was a bit surprised to read of her performing at Barrapalooza.
Yeah, Yolanda's an interesting entity because I've known Roger Yolanda since 02 as well, and we became very good friends, and I was kind of there to hear about this transformational journey that he's been on, going from being a radical fairy to, you know, being an out and out drag queen. So when he first started to do Barrapalooza, it was as a drag host, a hostess for the first one. And then as we started to get close, he started to express to me that he was on this part of his journey that he was kind of exploring his masculine side a little bit more and looking into like, his performances being more about saying, what defines a man rather than putting on drag per se. He wanted to start doing performances that kind of screwed with people's notions of what a man's supposed to be. And he started wearing costumes that were more a beard with the makeup and hairy chest with a harness and a skirt and went back to a little bit more of that fairy sensibility of gender confusion. And the reason I included it, I thought it was very important for me to include it in Barrapalooza because the bear community itself, I thought, was trying to shake up the notions of what a gay man is supposed to be. And I felt that Yolanda was a great representation of this idea that you can be masculine and you can kind of like play with what that's supposed to be. Like for me, it's all about exploding the box. And I felt like, you know, whenever I saw Yolanda perform at a Barrapalooza, I didn't look at that person and say that's a drag queen. I looked at that person as a hot bear who happened to like to wear makeup and heels and to kind of like I said, kind of mess with our ideas of what a man's supposed to do and be.
All right. Here we are tonight. At Barrapalooza, we're mixing it up. Gonna ask you a little question because I like to f*** with things. Well, I wanna ask you things that I've never asked before. I need you to tell me things you know I need to hear. You don't have to whisper in my ear. Oh no, just communicate with me loud and clear. Well, I wanna understand. I wanna know. Are you a woman or are you a man? I want you to feel the feelings deep inside my heart. Because sometimes they hurt so much they tear me apart. Sometimes I think you're gonna drive me mad. Yes, and sometimes I think you're the best friend I've ever had. Well, I wanna understand. I wanna know.
Are you a woman?
Are you a woman? Or are you a man? Why in the world do you look the way you look? Yeah. Why in the world do you break every rule in the book? And why in the world do you walk the way you walk? And why in the world do you talk such nasty, 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 nasty talk? Well, people don't trust you. They say you do voodoo. They say you don't comb your hair. They say you don't wear no underwear. They say you don't smell so nice. And you won't listen to your mama's advice. And you don't wanna work no 9 to 5. How you gonna stay alive? I wanna understand. I wanna know. Are you a woman or a man? I wanna know. I wanna
understand.
I wanna know. Are you a woman or a man?
That was Yolanda, live from Barrapalooza in 2004. Freddie Freeman has been a big help to me with this show. For example, in addition to providing me with live Barrapalooza performances, he's also gotten to me demos from new artists, like these next two acts, both from Nashville. First is Charlie K. Brown and his song, For My Best Friend.
Every day I thank the Lord above for you and for bringing me such a friend. And now I think it's time I let you know I do. I've been meaning to make amends. I'm not trying to buy your love by singing you a song. It's just whenever I've tried to tell you, the words only came out wrong. And so I'll sing Thank you, God, for giving me my life and dreams, and for all of the love you sent. Thank you, God, for everything, but most of all, thank you for my best friend. I won't try to buy your love by singing you a song. It's just whenever I've tried to tell you, the words only come out wrong. And so I'll sing, thank you, God, for giving me my life and dreams, and for all of the love you send when you can. Thank you, God, for everything but most of all. Thank you for my best friend. I want to thank you for my best friend. Oh, Lord, thank you for my best friend.
Second Act is a contemporary Christian group fronted by an out gay bear. They call themselves God Plead, and the song was called If. Time for a little diversion. There's a singing group in Seattle called the Baritones, B-E-A-R, Atones, and they are starting to work on their first album. So while they have no full-length songs in the can, they have recorded a snippet of a song that's appeared in a gay movie that'll be making the film festival circuit this year. from Creatures of the Pink Lagoon, here's Exit 5 Rest Stop.
Hey, Dad, if you need a break from driving, come on by the Exit 5 Rest Stop.
If the road is looking mighty long, take a break and you cannot go wrong. If it's mighty long, then you can't go wrong at the Exit 5 Rest Stop. If you're looking for some gas to pump or a place to rest your weary rump, if you need a pumping, just bring your rump in the Exit 5 Rest Stop.
Can't you smell those weedies roasting? Can't you taste those wholesome bum? Just a bite and you'll be boasting that every night you'll want to come.
So blow that horn and don't be nervous. You're sure to love our friendly service.
So don't be nervous, you'll love our service.
If it's mighty long, then you can't go wrong.
If you need a pumpkin, just bring your muffin
and rest a little while. Happy Exit 5 Rest Stop.
That's the Exit 5 Rest Stop, located near beautiful Pink Lagoon.
We'll make you smile.
That was the Baritones. Looking forward to more from them. And I'm closing this segment with Barapalooza performer Jeffrey Altergott. I've got two songs for you. First, from his 1997 album, Little Blue Record Player, will be My Handyman Ain't Handy No More. And I'll follow that with the song Damn Love. That's from his 2004 release called Runt. Jeffrey Altergott.
Now, whoever said a good man was hard to find? Positively, absolutely, sure was blind. 'Cause I just found the best man that ever was. And here are just a few of the things that he does. He shakes my ashes and he greases my griddle. He churns my butter and he strokes my fiddle. My man, such a handyman. He threads my needle and he creams my wheat. He heats my heater and he chops my meat. My man, such a handyman. Now, I don't care if you believe it or not, but he's a mighty nice man to have around. Because when my furnace gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. Now, for everything, that man of mine's got a scheme, and honey, it's amazing the way he handles my machine. My man, such a handyman. He flaps my flapjacks, clears off the table, feeds the horses that are in my stable. My man, such a handyman. And do you know, sometimes he's up way before dawn, busy cleaning the rough edges off my front lawn. My man, such a handyman. Now, my ice never has a chance to melt away, because he sees I get a nice fresh piece every day. My man, such a handyman.
Damn, damn, damn love.
pushes you around. Ride. See you scream.